Dan Casper here, Radio Row at Mall of America for Super Bowl 52. Joining us now, Usain Abdullah. Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. I'm good. Trying to stay warm.
Right. Exactly. Now, you started out your career with the Vikings, so you got a little bit used to this weather, didn't you?
I don't know if you get used to it. I think you just learn how to deal with it.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you went to Kansas City. And
yeah.
Probably not as cold, but windy, though, isn't it?
A little bit warmer, if you will, but still cold.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for stopping by and joining us. How's the week been going for you so far?
Week has been fun. This is, you know, when I was a player, I didn't really get involved in the Super Bowl, so because I said, if I don't go, I really don't want to mess with it.
Right.
But now being able to come and see, you know, all the excitement surrounding the game, it's awesome. It really
exactly.
is.
As we mentioned, a former defensive back, started out your career with the Vikings. How was your time with the Vikings when you were here?
You know, it was fun, and it was, you know, I started off undrafted. I a special teams guy, and then was able to climb the ladder, become a starter, and that's when I ran into the concussion problem. I had four concussions in 15 months, and the fourth one put me on IR for a while.
Right, and you mentioned the concussions, and that was kind of the main reason why you retired earlier in your career, because you suffered so many within a short span of
yep.
those months, too,
yep.
right?
So after that concussion number four, you know, I really started looking into brain health and looking at purpose of life, and you know, when Junior Seau, when he took his life, that really had a deep impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I was just very pro health, very very pro brain health.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually, I took the 2012 off. 2013, when I came back and played for the Chiefs, I had a fun. Good times, but 2015 another concussion popped up, and I was like, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what would you tell Usain Abdullah joining us here on Radio Row here at Super Bowl 52? You know, concussions, it doesn't seem like it started to kind of pick up in publicity until maybe about 10-15 years ago.
Yeah.
For somebody who hasn't really suffered them or suffered a couple of them, what's it like when you go through one? I mean, it's got a scary feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, in short, it sucks. there are different types of concussions. So, one, you may be real sensitive to noise. You may be sensitive to light. Sometimes just standing, and you just get dizzy. There are times where it feels like you're living behind a glass window. Like you're just a bystander. You're just watching. There's all types of things, irritability, just mood swings that you slip in and out of. And, you know, and for me, that's why I went to pure sports recovery, because I really wanted to be proactive in healthcare, because I don't want to feel like that.
Right. We had Jermichael Finley on yesterday, and he talked about pure sports recovery too.
Yep.
And he kind of said it kind of reset his brain,
yep.
if you will. Would you kind of agree with that same
yep.
sentiment?
Yeah. It's so they have this technology called neurofeedback, but the way they use it is amazing. You put a cap on your head, and you can see which parts of the brain are connecting and talking to the other ones, and then it shows you what's kind of offline and what's not firing correctly. And they put you through different exercises, and you can kind of see your brain come back online.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you go down there, the more you do it, the more permanent it can be. So I just like to look at it as kind of like physical therapy. The more you keep working at it, the better off you'll be long term.
Do you think the NFL right now, with concussions for the last few years getting a lot more attention, do you think they're on the right path to either making the game safer or preventing more concussions or anything like that?
Yeah, making the game safer. I mean, let's be real. This is football,
right?
Right? And that's some – we got to be honest with ourselves. We like violence. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is. So making the game safer, I really don't know if you can do that. But I will give them credit. 2010, 2011, the concussion protocol and different things was awful. Now they've done a lot better. So you got to give credit where credit is due. At the same time, some of the people we see and some of the people that we reach out to at Pure Sports Recovery, there's too many people falling through the cracks. And for me, one person is too many, but I really do mean there are way too many people still falling through the cracks.
Do you think a lot of it, too, with players, they kind of have to watch for themselves, too? Because you see it sometimes on TV where a guy maybe takes a big hit,
yep.
but he doesn't come out of the game. Does some of that that responsibility go on to the players to say, you know what, I took a big hit, maybe I should get checked out on the sidelines?
Yeah, so there's two things to that. So one, there's kind of a conflict of interest from the player side, right?
Mm-hmm.
you may be banged up, but you want to, you may be banged up, but you still want to play because, I mean, contracts aren't guaranteed.
Right.
So it's kind of like, if I'm not on the field, then how am I going to, this is my career, this is what I work for. So although they may be thinking player safety, then they're at the same time, they may be struggling because if I'm not on the field, I don't get paid. The other one is there are guys who they get into those car crashes, right? And they bounce back up. Nothing's wrong with them. Then there are guys who they barely get tapped and they'll get knocked out.
Right.
So it's kind of like, which one is it, you know?
Right. How hard was it for you to leave the game early in your career?
I think it was harder when I left Minnesota because I had really, I was younger. I was more focused on, you know, being the best safety. And I was starting to hit some good career milestones and really starting to climb the ladder in terms of production and in terms of understanding of the game, and then just ran into all those concussions. And I think that 2012 year was extremely difficult. And that's why I held on tightly to my faith. I'm a Muslim. I went for my Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca. Mm-hmm. And I really held on because that was real tough. Fast forward to 2015, when I eventually stopped, it was just kind of like more of an understanding that there's still a lot of things that I want to do in life. And if I continue to play the game of football and I continue to get concussions, if that's what I'm more susceptible to, I won't be able to accomplish those goals.
Is that your purpose now moving forward for the rest, you know, for the foreseeable future, is educating people about these concussions and concussions and brain trauma?
That's definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. And especially when it comes to, again, my NFL brothers, I really don't want to see anybody in a dark place. Mm-hmm. And in sports in general, at my alma mater, 2 weeks ago, the kid Tyler Helinski took his life, mm-hmm. our starting quarterback. And, you know, these conversations have to be had, and people have to know that there's a space for them to get help.
Right.
There's a space for them to communicate their struggles in life. And I do want to make sure that, people can open up.
Right. Exactly. Usain Abdullah joining us here on Radio Row. Super Bowl 52 at the Mall of America. When you were playing, because this game features one of the, you know, Super Bowl features Tom Brady, one of the best quarterbacks, if
yep.
not the best quarterback of all time. When you were playing, which quarterback did you prepare for the most, or who was the quarterback that was the most difficult to go up against?
It's different, right? The guys in your division, right? Because they know you, they know your defensive scheme, they mm-hmm. know everything. So when I played here in Minnesota, it was Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we play cover two probably 85% of the time, and the guy is already amazing, right?
Right.
He's already Superman, and then he knew all of our checks. He knew every motion he sees, everything. So he'd just pick us apart like he was a surgeon. And then when I was in Kansas City, we played against Brady a couple of times, and we got him once. But in the playoff game, which was my last game, he torched us.
Right, yeah, two great ones right there. Did that help you, you know, sidetrack a little bit? So who was, like, the receiver that you had to help cover? Which one gave you the most problems?
You got to look at schemes. You got to look at all types of things. So when we were here in Minnesota, we'd be like, oh, man, Calvin. You got to watch Calvin. You got to watch Calvin. Right, but at the same time, I mean, all the guys in Green Bay, all of them can play, all of them can get open nonstop. In Chicago, Devin Hester, they're like, oh, he's not that much of a receiver. Yeah, but he's fast and he's shifty, and he's going to hit us for a 70-yarder at any time, right? And then when we were in Kansas City, we played man nonstop. So if your guy gets you, he gets you, right?
Right.
So now everybody becomes a threat, right? So the preparation to play this game is amazing, and it's the focus, the chess match. The athletic ability and skill, and then it was a lot of fun.
What do you miss most about the game?
Really just being with guys, people coming together for a common cause, whether it's, you know, different race, different religion, different even politics now, right?
Right.
But people come together for a common goal, and now that I'm in broader society and looking at things, we don't have that sense of, it's all of us together as a team to win the Super Bowl. Like, as Americans, we don't have a Super Bowl. This side of the Super Bowl, this side of the Super Bowl.
Right.
But it's like, what is our common goal that we're all working for? And right now, we don't have one.
Exactly. You're talking here with Peer Sports Recovery as well. Tell us a little bit more about that. And if somebody's going through some of these issues, don't be afraid to ask for help or go for help, right?
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be a professional athlete. You don't have to be a collegiate athlete. At Pure, we've seen professional athletes come get help. We've seen collegiate athletes. We've seen military. Mm-hmm. We've seen people who've just had an accident. You may have had a motorcycle accident, or you may have failed and had a concussion, or you may have addiction issues. I know a lot of people have opioid addiction or alcoholism or any other street drug, and please don't be afraid to get help. Mm-hmm. And Pure Sports Recovery is a place where, you know, I found healing and other people have found healing. So, you know, I just want to spread the word.
Hussein Abdullah joining us here on Radio Row at Super Bowl 52. Thank you for stopping by and talking to us about Pure Sport Recovery. And if you do have some of these, go get help. You don't be afraid. Don't be shy to go get help. What you're doing is awesome work right now. And thank you again for stopping by.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.